The state of Alaska has awarded a grant to the Yukon-Kuskokwim Economic Development Council, or YKEDC, for a truss manufacturing project. If the plan goes forward, local workers would use the region's wood resources to build frames for highly energy-efficient housing. KYUK's Daisha Eaton has more.
If all goes as planned, there'll be a truss manufacturing plant in Bethel supplied by logging operations and sawmills in upriver villages within the next few years. Brent Latham is the Economic and Energy Development Director at the Association of Village Council Presidents, or AVCP, the regional tribal nonprofit that houses the new Yukon-Kuskokwim Economic Development Council, or YKEDC, for which he's also the director. He says the project has the potential to create new jobs in one of the state's most economically depressed regions.
It would be dozens of jobs in my thinking, especially with the truss manufacturing plant combined with the additional jobs that would be needed to harvest timber and make lumber out of the timber.
The grant of about $70,000 was awarded January 23rd. Half of it was awarded immediately, and the other half will be dispersed after a mid-year report is submitted. The funds are intended to support the truss manufacturing project from assessment and feasibility to implementation. AVCP President Myron Nanning says local manufacturing could have cost advantages for building housing.
Trying to find ways to reduce costs of ordering material from out-of-state sources, and also having some of the supplies here in Bethel that can be shipped to the local area villages.
The goal is to promote regional economic development and improve housing. 40% of housing stock in the region is considered overcrowded, and about 3,000 homes should be replaced. That's according to a feasibility study produced for AVCP by the Cold Climate Housing Research Center and funded by the state of Alaska. Jack Hebert is CEO for the nonprofit that works to develop energy-efficient building technology adapted for the Arctic. He says the plant would supply trusses made from local white spruce for their integrated truss design. Hebert says the design isn't fancy, but it's adaptable and way more energy-efficient than the houses that exist in the region now.
Our typical home that's built with this technique, a house that would use a regular framed house, about 1,200 gallons a year in fuel, uses more like 200 gallons of fuel a year. So it's about an 80% reduction in the amount of fuel used.
Hebert says the Cold Climate Housing Research Center has tested the design throughout the state and has two duplexes that use it under construction in Bethel now. Eventually, they'll serve as dormitories for AVCP flight and aircraft maintenance schools. Nolan Clauda with University of Alaska Anchorage's Center for Economic Development is developing business plans for the project. AVCP and YKEDC officials say they still have to secure construction funding and probably won't break ground on the truss plant until 2016. In Bethel, I'm Daisha Eaton.